Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the importance of seeing things the way God does. I'm going to read to you from Malachi chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, where we read, Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the Lord's holy institution, which he loves. He has married the daughter of a foreign god. May the Lord cut off from the tents of Jacob the man who does this, being awake and aware, yet he brings an offering to the Lord of hosts. Malachi was a prophet very interested in marriage. Here, he spoke for God as he called marriage the Lord's holy institution which he loves. This tells us exactly how God feels about marriage. It's holy to him, it is an institution to him, and God loves marriage. Therefore, when we sin against our marriage or our marriage vows, we sin against something holy to God. He has set apart marriage for a special meaning, a special purpose in the life of his people. Therefore, when we sin against marriage or our marriage vows, we sin against an institution that God has established. Marriage is God's idea, not man's. He formed and established the first marriage as a pattern for everyone afterwards. Because it is an institution, we're not allowed to define marriage any way that pleases us. God has established it, and we must conform to what he has established. And therefore, when we sin against our marriage or our marriage vows, we sin against something that God loves. God loves marriage for what it displays about his relationship with us. God loves marriage for the good that it does in society. God loves marriage for the way that it meets the needs of men, women, and children. Most of all, I would say, God loves marriage as a tool for conforming us into the image of his Son. But the people of Israel in the days of Malachi did not have the same love for the institution of marriage that God did. Instead, they first ignored God's command about who to marry. Malachi said, he has married the daughter of a foreign god. You see, the first treachery and abomination God addressed was the intermarriage between the people of God and their ungodly neighbors. The dangers of an ungodly intermarriage are well documented in the Old and the New Testaments. God's command against mixed marriages in Israel had nothing to do with race, but with faith. There is even a foreign wife in the genealogy of Jesus. Ruth was a Moabite who married a Jewish man named Boaz, but she forsook Moab's gods for the Lord God of Israel. The book of Malachi goes on to describe a second way that the leaders of Israel sinned against marriage. They had a low regard of the bond of marriage, and they saw breaking a marriage as a light thing. You see, Malachi spoke to those who did not take their marriage vows seriously, and they considered it a small matter to break up one marriage and to start another. The voice of the prophet needs to be heard today, especially among those who consider themselves as leaders among God's people. That was Malachi's original audience. He spoke to the priests and the leaders of Israel in his day. You see, for some reason, those priests and leaders thought that they could sin against marriage in these ways and that it would not substantially affect their service of God. Therefore, Malachi warned, "May the Lord cut off from the tents of Jacob the man who does this, being awake and aware, yet who brings an offering." In this, God promised to punish the priests who married foreign pagan wives and thought that it would not affect their service of the Lord. In light of all this, our prayer should be simple. Lord, give me the same regard for marriage that you have. I want to see it like God does. That's a good prayer to pray, and you can make that prayer before the Lord today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.